on business.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-thru windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
Still have an excessive heat warning in effect for most of the KPR listening area till 7 o'clock tonight. Other areas till 8 o'clock tonight. It is 3:06.
From NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence and 91.3 FM in Junction City. We are usually online at kansaspublicradio.org. You can certainly check our website, take a look at a comprehensive rundown that is ad-free and pop-up free of all of our regional headlines. Normally we are streaming there, but we are experiencing some technical difficulties right now. We will be streaming as soon as we can. Rest assured, we have everybody working on it as hard as they can right now. Coming up in our next half hour, California congressional candidate Latifah Simon worked for Vice President Kamala Harris back when Harris was San Francisco's district attorney.
We developed a program that I still believe is one of the best government interventions as an antidote to the drug war that exists.
An NPR series on people who knew Harris before she came to Washington will continue in this next half hour. We will also meet Team USA BMX racer Elise Willoughby, talking about her experience at the Paris Olympics. We also have news headlines coming up in just about another 11 minutes. Stay tuned here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest, the locally owned natural mattress and furniture store in Lawrence, with heirloom quality furniture by Acornis, Copeland, Sisco Brothers, and Younger. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
An excessive heat warning till 7 o'clock tonight for Atchison, Coffee, Donovan Johnson, Leavenworth, Lynn, Miami, and Wyandotte counties. Excessive heat warning till 8 o'clock tonight for Brown, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Douglas, Franklin, Geary, Jackson, Jefferson, Lyon, Morris, Nemaha, Osage, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, Riley, Shawnee, and Wabansee counties. The time is 3:20. This is KPR.
What would you do to compete in the Olympics? If your answer is just about anything, well, how about amputating a finger?
If it's, you know, one finger or one part of my finger versus the dominant or maybe even the totality of my identity, it becomes a pretty, you know, relatively easy choice in that framing.
How far athletes will go for Olympic glory on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Get all the news from A. Martinez, Layla Fadel, and Jay Schaefer.
Everyone can leave a gift to KPR through their will. It's an inspired way to support an organization that's enriched your life and that of others in your community. Learn more about leaving a legacy gift to KPR at kansaspublicradio.org.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 3:30.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. An excessive heat warning remains in effect for most of the state of Kansas. We have that excessive heat warning till 7 p.m. for Atchison, Donovan, Johnson, Leavenworth, Lynn, Miami, and Wyandotte counties. It's in effect until 8 o'clock tonight for Brown, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Douglas, Franklin, Geary, Jackson, Jefferson, Lyon, Morris, Nemaha, Osage, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, Riley, Shawnee, and Wabansee counties. And runs until 8 o'clock tomorrow night for Allen, Anderson, Chase, Coffee, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties. Wesley Medical Center in Derby was actually forced to close down its emergency room due to the failure of its air conditioning system. However, that ER was allowed to reopen at 3 o'clock this afternoon. I just actually got off the phone with Wesley Medical Center, the person who's in charge of media inquiries, and he assured me that it is now open. So if you were trying to get to Derby to go to the ER, the Wesley Medical Center ER is now once again open. A 2021 Kansas law that made it a crime to impersonate election officials is on hold after the parties agreed to an injunction. Opponents have said it is so broadly written that even holding voter registration drives could lead to criminal charges. The agreement to block enforcement of the law comes 2 months after the state Supreme Court ruled it might violate free speech rights. Davis Hammett is president of Loud Light, a Kansas voting rights organization that challenged the policy.
We're very excited to get back in the field and register voters, but you know, more importantly, we're excited to get back to the work of trying to realize a full representative democracy in Kansas.
The injunction is temporary. The parties want the court to take up the matter again after the fall election. University of Kansas researchers have published a new online tool showing the flow of federal COVID funding into the state and how it's being spent. The public database shows dollars received by county and spending categories such as child care, housing, and an economic revitalization. KU researcher Zan Weibel says nearly two-thirds of the state's funding went to the Paycheck Protection Program, and 99% of those loans were forgiven.
When we look at the dollars that were spent in Kansas, we're really seeing these went to businesses to really prop up our economy, and I think that's what contributed to Kansas' success in recovering so quickly.
The database breaks down more than $11.5 billion in federal funding that has been spent in the state through March of this year. You will find it at ksdata.ku.edu. If you visit our website and go to our daily headlines, you find a clickable link there. I took the time to go through some of their fascinating charts. You're listening to KPR, and the time is 3:35. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Tomorrow, your hosts are A. Martinez, Layla Fadel, and Jay Schaefer.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UPP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people and pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details on how to help at aftertheharvestkc.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, your place for NPR News at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence. You can visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art, now showing the exhibition Inked Bodies, which highlights the diverse stories people tell through tattoos. Details at spencerart.ku.edu.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour, the killing of Hamas's top political leader, allegedly by the nation of Israel, is likely to have a fairly serious effect on the proposed ceasefire talks. We will hear from a senior fellow at the Middle East Institute about what we can look forward to. That story and a whole lot more still to come. We're with you till 7 o'clock tonight, so plenty more All Things Considered coming right up.
In return, our journalism is available to everyone free of charge. This is NPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio, your NPR station from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Excessive heat warnings in effect throughout the KPR listening area through this evening for some of us down around Chanute, a little bit further west around Cottonwood Falls. Yours is in effect until 8 o'clock tomorrow night.
On business.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, independently serving the local community for over 30 years. The Raven Bookstore is located at 809 Mass Street in Lawrence or online at ravenbookstore.com.
The time is 4:06. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour, we will have news headlines. We will learn about the terrible drought afflicting Sicily. Also, former President Donald Trump did a question and answer session at the 2024 National Association of Black Journalists Convention this week. We're going to speak with one of the moderators. I listened in on a bit of this. I have never quite heard one that went quite this way. Also, we will talk about a massive recall of delicatessen meat. The company is called Boar's Head. I know that is sold locally. Definitely stay tuned for news about this recall. It has to do with listeria risk. Those stories and more coming up on KPR.
As a KPR listener, you can leave an inspired and lasting gift to our community by making a gift through your will. For more information, talk with your legal or financial advisor or email us at membership@kansaspublicradio.org.
Partly cloudy skies this evening, becoming mostly cloudy overnight with a slight chance of showers and storms in the evening. 60% chance of rain after midnight. Very humid, lows in the mid-70s tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid-90s. The excessive heat warnings throughout most of the area will expire sometime late this evening, early tonight. We do have an excessive heat warning until 8 o'clock tomorrow night, still in effect for Allen, Anderson, Chase, Coffee, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties. 96 degrees in Manhattan. It's 95 in Lawrence. The time is 4:20. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Your local host will be Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri since 1982 with a variety of environmental services from indoor air quality and mold services to energy audits and solar energy installation. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
News headlines are up next. It's 4:30.
I have illegal fentanyl. Martin Costi, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A 2021 Kansas law that made it a crime to impersonate election officials is now on hold after the parties agreed to an injunction. Opponents have said it is so broadly written that even holding voter registration drives could lead to criminal charges. The agreement to block enforcement of the law comes 2 months after the state Supreme Court ruled it might violate free speech rights. Davis Hammett is president of Loud Light, a Kansas voting rights organization that challenged the policy.
We're very excited to get back in the field and register voters, but, you know, more importantly, we're excited to get back to the work of trying to realize a full representative democracy in Kansas.
The injunction is temporary, and the parties want the court to take up the matter again after the fall election. A 22-year-old Kansas City man pleaded guilty today to the illegal purchase of a firearm that was later used during the fatal Super Bowl parade rally. Peggy Lowe has the details.
Ronell Dwayne Williams made the plea before a federal judge to one count of conspiracy to make false statements to a licensed firearms dealer. In what's called a straw purchase, Williams admitted to saying he would use the weapon when in fact he planned on selling it to someone not old enough to buy guns. The firearm Williams bought was later found outside Union Station after the February 14th shooting that killed 43-year-old Lisa Lopez Galvin and injured 24 others. Williams could receive up to 5 years in prison without parole. I'm Peggy Lowe.
A lawsuit recently filed by the National Women's Law Center alleges the University of Kansas Health System refused to give a patient an emergency abortion in August of 2022. Melissa Farmer, a Missouri resident at the time, arrived at a KU emergency room miscarrying at nearly 18 weeks of pregnancy. Kenna Titus with the National Women's Law Center says KU Health denied Farmer an emergency abortion and all other medical care. care.
They didn't give her antibiotics or pain medication. They just sent her home. And that caused her significant damage to her health long term.
The lawsuit claims the KU health system violated state non-discrimination laws and a federal law requiring hospitals to treat patients in emergency situations. The health system said in a statement that the care it provided to Farmer was, quote, appropriate, non-discriminatory, and in compliance with all applicable law. Excessive heat warnings in effect throughout most of Kansas through at least 7 o'clock tonight, for many of us through 8 o'clock tonight. However, the excessive heat warning is scheduled to be in effect until 8 o'clock tomorrow night for Allen, Anderson, Chase, Coffee, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties. We are expecting a low somewhere in the mid-70s with a 60% chance of rain after midnight. It's 4:35.
From NPR.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Your local host will be Jay Schaefer. It's a great way to start off your day with the latest news from all around the world, all around the nation, and all around the region.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generosity of all donors who help meet annual programming needs. Donation information at reader.ku.edu.
Thanks for spending part of your day with us here at KPR, Kansas Public Radio, a service of the University of Kansas. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 99.5 FM in Manhattan. We stream online at kansaspublicradio.org. In our next 30 minutes, foreign policy experts are reacting to the apparent assassination of leaders from both Hezbollah and Hamas.
If it is Israel that was behind this, then within the span of 12 hours, they have targeted Hezbollah, Hamas, and Iran at the same time.
More on the potential consequences of these killings coming up on Kansas Public Radio. Stick around. Partly cloudy skies this evening, becoming mostly cloudy overnight. Slight chance of rain this evening, 60% chance of rain after midnight. It's going to be humid tonight, low in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, still plenty hot. Sunny with a high in the mid-90s. It's 95 degrees in Lawrence. It is 100 in Chanute at 10 minutes before 5.
This is All Things Considered.
Hi, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Kyiv, Ukraine. Wherever the story takes us, NPR does whatever it takes to get the story right. This is NPR.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. 2 more hours of All Things Considered coming right up. We're going to start things off with an update of news headlines. It's 95 degrees in Lawrence, 93 in Atchison, 101 in Emporia. It's 5 o'clock.
Donate to this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
96 degrees in Topeka, 97 here in Lawrence. The time is 5:06.
Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.9 FM in Atchison. We're always online, to the best of our knowledge, at kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you so much for tuning in today. In our next 30 minutes, we will get you a fresh update of news headlines. We will talk about the Federal Reserve. Inflation has moderated. It's appearing that the job market has begun to cool a little bit. Investors are betting the central bank will be ready to start cutting interest rates pretty soon. Scott Horsley will tell us about that. We will also find out plenty more about what has been happening around the world and get a review of a new film called Kneecap. It's all coming up on KPR.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UPP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people and pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details on how to help at aftertheharvestkc.org.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, classical music is coming your way with Destiny. Tonight, some kind of jazzy Shostakovich. Also, music about flowers and Beethoven's Seventh Symphony. Join Destiny for evening classical music, 7 to 9 p.m., followed by jazz in the night. If you are joining us on KPR2, however, coming up at 7 o'clock, we have the Moth Radio Hour.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering the New York Times and Washington Post online, Ancestry.com, and more. All available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
The time is 5:20.
It becomes a pretty, you know, relatively easy choice in that framing.
How far athletes will go for Olympic glory on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition with A. Martinez, Layla Fadel, and Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from Woodhaven, Inc., manufacturing custom deck and siding solutions using sustainable woods and powered exclusively by wind energy. Located in Perry with shipping available to the entire KPR listing area. Details at woodhavenproducts.com.
Stick around. News headlines are coming up next. It's 100 degrees in Abilene, 102 in Emporia. The time is 5:30.
Including former President Barack Obama, and more recently, former Governor Nikki Haley questioning whether they are American. The Federal Reserve voted to hold interest rates steady today, but as NPR Scott Horsley tells us, investors are betting that the central bank will start to cut interest rates at its next meeting in September.
For now, the Fed is leaving its benchmark interest rate between 5.25% and 5.5%, where it's been for the last 12 months. That means short-term borrowing to buy a car or carry a balance on a credit card will remain relatively expensive. The central bank is getting closer to a point, though, when it's ready to start cutting interest rates. Fed policymakers have welcomed the slowdown in inflation in recent months. They're also keeping a close eye on the labor market, which shows some signs of weakening. A new report from the Labor Department shows employers' cost for workers is not growing as fast as it had been. Labor costs rose less than 1% in the second quarter, which should help to keep a lid on prices. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Well, stocks finished higher on Wall Street, capping the best day in 5 months. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A 2021 Kansas law that made it a crime to impersonate election officials is now on hold after the parties agreed to an injunction. Opponents have said the law is so broadly written that even holding voter registration drives could lead to criminal charges. The agreement to block enforcement of the law comes 2 months after the state Supreme Court ruled it might violate free speech rights. Davis Hammett is president of Loud Light, a Kansas voting right organization that challenged the policy.
We're very excited to get back in the field and register voters, but you know, more importantly, we're excited to get back to the work of trying to realize a full representative democracy in Kansas.
The injunction is temporary. The parties want the court to take up the matter again after the fall election. A 22-year-old Kansas City man pleaded guilty today to the illegal purchase of a firearm that was later used during the fatal Super Bowl parade rally. Peggy Lowe has more.
Ronnell Dwayne Williams made the plea before a federal judge to one count of conspiracy to make false statements to a licensed firearms dealer. In what's called a straw purchase, Williams admitted to saying he would use the weapon when in fact he planned on selling it to someone not old enough to buy guns. The firearm Williams bought was later found outside Union Station after the February 14th shooting that killed 43-year-old Lisa Lopez Galvin and injured 24 others. Williams could receive up to 5 years in prison without parole. I'm Peggy Lowe.
University of Kansas researchers have published a new online tool showing the flow of federal COVID funding into the state and how that money is being spent. The public database shows dollars received by county and by spending category, such as childcare, housing, or economic revitalization. KU researcher Zan Weeble says nearly two-thirds of the state's funding went to the Paycheck Protection Program, and 99% of those loans were forgiven.
When we look at the dollars that were spent in Kansas, we're really seeing these went to businesses to really prop up our economy. And I think that's what contributed to Kansas's success in recovering so quickly.
The database breaks down more than $11.5 billion in federal funding that's been spent in the state through March of this year. You'll find it at ksdata.ku.edu.
Support for NPR comes today
for a well-rounded start to your morning.
Make your well-rounded morning begin here at KPR, 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow. Start your day off with Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer has all the local news for you.
Support for KPR comes from the Stiefel Theater with Esperanza Spalding November 16th in a configuration of two musicians and two dancers that highlights the intimacy of her voice and her instrument. Stiefeltheater.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, the killing of Hamas's top political leader, allegedly by the Nation of Israel, is likely to have an effect on potential ceasefire talks.
Hania was one of the negotiators and was seen, I think, by a lot of people as a moderating influence.
A senior fellow at the Middle East Institute offers his analysis. We will also find out why fewer U.S. swimmers are taking home gold medals these days. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Culinaria in Lawrence, serving Mediterranean-inspired cuisine, open for happy hour and dinner Wednesday through Saturday with Wine Night on Wednesdays, featuring glasses, bottles, and wine flights. Menu at culinariafoodandwine.com.
It is 97 degrees outdoors at the University of Kansas. It's about 112 here in my studio. It's 10 minutes before 6.
From NPR.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and KansasPublicRadio.org. The National Weather Service has just issued a severe thunderstorm watch. It is in effect until 1 a.m. It does include Shawnee County and Dickinson County. I'll have a full rundown in just a moment. The time is 6 o'clock.